Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Front of the Irish Daily Mail, childcare boost for thousands of parents. A reduction in childcare costs will save families €144 per month per child in full-time care starting next week. We'll be talking about this shortly here on Breakfast Briefing, and Minister Roderick O'Gorman will be on News Talk Breakfast about it, about this subsidy that apparently will save families €144 a month. It starts on Monday. We'll hear from childcare providers. The front of the Irish Independent says there's relief for mortgage holders because they can expect a string of interest rate cuts. Falling inflation across Europe should offer relief on monthly repayments. So people on tracker mortgages are in line for two interest rate cuts in the next 3 weeks. The European Central Bank is on course to cut its rates next month, and they're expecting that in December, a little Christmas present, they'll also cut their interest rates there. That's all going well. Of course, these things can change, but there should be some relief for mortgage holders, according to the Indo. The Irish Examiner is continuing its coverage of the cybersecurity breach at Fota Wildlife Park, and a visitor there has described how cyber criminals attempted to empty his bank account, clean it out, after he booked online tickets to the park last month. Cork physiotherapist Brian Jacob bought tickets for Fota on the 29th of July. And on the 20th of August, earlier this week, he discovered two unauthorised transactions on his Revolut account for a total of €600. The first transaction was successful. That was for £280. And then the second failed because it totaled more than was left in the account. So they're trying to wipe out things here. The charges were made in Italy, a place in Italy that Brian Jacob has never visited. So these are the bank accounts that are being targeted. So the advice is to secure your online passwords and to cancel your bank cards. So there's one experience in the Examiner of someone who had the attempt on his account by these cyber criminals. The Irish Daily Mirror says that two teenagers have been arrested after an Irish chef was blasted to death outside his restaurant in the US. And we're hearing nothing but lovely things about this man, Sean Brady, originally from Tipperary. He was killed following a confrontation with car thieves. He ran the Brady and Fox restaurant, and the Mirror says that that restaurant said yesterday, "Our hearts are broken. There are no words to express our sadness, anger and frustration." So two teenagers have been arrested. Apparently, Sean Brady was putting out a bin bag and saw young people around a car trying to break in. He tried to intervene and ended up killed. So that's the front of the Mirror. The Irish Sun goes with Oasis, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow morning. You have to be up very early, 8 a.m. But already the Sun says that there will be a third Dublin date. Oasis are poised to add another Dublin date when their two Croke Park concerts sell out in minutes tomorrow. So obviously they're expecting huge demand. Oasis announced three extra gigs yesterday, and they can add another gig in Dublin without any big planning headache, apparently. So that's likely to be what will happen. The one source telling the Irish Sun, once the two gigs sell out on Saturday, another will be announced. Read more about that on the front of the Sun. Inside, more on this cruise ship in Belfast. And I mean, it's pretty miserable considering the amount of money they spent. Passengers who paid more than £500,000 for a 3-year world cruise have been stranded in Belfast since May. The Telegraph has a full page dedicated to this story. Now, Belfast is a lovely place, but when you're hopping on a cruise ship, you kind of want to leave. You don't want to stay in the same place. The Odyssey was meant to sail from Belfast on the 30th of May for the first leg of its voyage, but instead of setting out on a global journey visiting 425 ports, it hasn't left Belfast because there's a problem with the rudder and the gearbox. So they've been sitting on the ship since May. Passengers have no choice but to enjoy Belfast all summer, rather, we're told, than sipping cocktails in the Caribbean. As I say, Belfast is lovely. I know which one I would prefer, though. One of the passengers told The Telegraph, "It hasn't felt like summer. It's been winter, as far as I'm concerned. I'm used to the Florida sunshine. I had to go out and buy vitamin D tablets." So I don't know when they're going to... They're hoping that they'll get the ship out next week, but you just never know. But apparently they've eaten in every restaurant, every pub. They know every shopkeeper in Belfast at this stage. If you're a bit tired today, looking forward to the weekend, you may have heard some mixed messaging on having a lie on, but in the Times of London, we are told, while it may seem like a lazy indulgence, sleeping in at the weekend can save your life. People who regularly treat themselves to lie-ins on Saturdays and Sundays were found to be a fifth less likely to develop heart disease. Now, we were told in the past you're supposed to keep the same sleep routine all through the week. So whatever time you get up at on a Wednesday, you should get up on a Sunday morning same time. Now we're told that a lie-in is good for you. Tomorrow we'll be told a lie-in is bad for you. So enjoy this good news while we still have it. Staying with The Telegraph, ridiculous setup here. Terry's Chocolate Orange has launched a new chocolate orange without the orange flavour. So it's the No Orange Milk Chocolate Ball, has the same segment shape as the Terry's Chocolate Orange, and will be made available in major retailers from September. But they're looking to take the brand beyond orange. Not all chocolate lovers were convinced, though. Some are labelling it as absolutely pointless. And the thing that makes Terry's is the orange flavour. So I don't know what it's going to taste like without that, but they're going to give it a go. Anyway, two final stories for you. One from The Eye, where they have a survey of parents being brutally honest about living with their teenagers. So parents are supposed to say that they adore their children, wouldn't change them. However, new research shows that living with a teenager can be exasperating for parents. According to research, ignoring calls and texts, not helping with household chores and messy rooms are among the top things children do which annoy their parents. And we're talking here mainly about teenagers. The main things that teenagers do to annoy their parents, number one, is not tidying their bedroom. Also, leaving dirty dishes in their room so they disappear upstairs with a plate and you never see it again. Spending too much time on the phone, that also annoys parents. Leaving lights on in empty rooms, that seems like an Irish dad problem in particular. Not helping with household chores, not answering phone calls or texts. Being moody, well, that's a teenager's job, but it annoys parents. Leaving wet towels on the floor, staying up late on school nights, and leaving shoes in the hallway. Parents being brutally honest there about being parents of teenagers and how annoying they can be. And finally, from the Mail, a crucial survey about the celebrity splits we were most upset by. And reading this article, you think a lot of people need their own lives because they're far too invested in celebrities. But anyway, Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston's divorce was the most devastating celebrity split for fans. 17% of those surveyed said they were upset. Again, worry about your own life here, not celebrities. But anyway, 17% were upset when rumours began circulating of an affair between Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Bruce Willis's split from Demi Moore took second place. Also then Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, people on the floor crying over that particular breakup. 3/4 of the participants admit feeling down after learning of a celebrity separation, and 1/4 find themselves questioning their own relationships after celebrities break up. Other fans left brokenhearted by celebrity split-ups are fans of Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan, Ruth Langsford and Eamon Holmes, people very upset by that, Johnny Depp and Winona Ryder, Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears, and Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. These are the most heartbreaking celebrity splits, according to adults who were surveyed.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.